20 minutes to 9 o'clock. Last week, we brought you a series of incredible reports from Kurdistan, put together by students from King of the Sixth in Bury St Edmunds. They'd travelled there as part of a project to bring people from different cultural and religious backgrounds together. Now they're back in Suffolk. I'm glad to say I'm joined by PE teacher Laura Foreman and the students, Jack Anthony Bentibbett and Joe Easden. And I'm really glad that actually that you're in today, because I knew you were going to be going away while I was away on holiday, and I thought I'd actually missed it all. So I'm delighted that you're in to tell us a bit more. Firstly, Laura, tell us about your feelings about the trip before you went as a staff member.
Looking forward to it. I was really excited. Great opportunity to experience. I was very fortunate to be asked to go on the trip.
Not fearful in any shape or form?
No. I mean, I guess we all had our own sort of misconceptions maybe about the country itself. But no, not really.
And when you were there, when you got there, what were your first impressions?
That it was surprisingly more safe than I would have imagined.
Was it?
Which sort of, I suppose, the guard went down, and it was just reassurance that actually it was going to be a very safe trip. You know, it wouldn't have gone ahead if it wasn't 100% safe.
No, and I know Jeff Barton, the head teacher, went out, was it earlier this year or the end of last year? Probably the end of last year, I
November
think.
Last
and,
year.
And actually sort of paved the way, if you like. Did he give you plenty of briefing before you went? Did he explain what you should expect, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, it was, so you know, you never really can tell until you get out there, but yeah, we kind of briefed before we went. Know what to expect, the kind of police patrol, the safety elements, the security checks and all of that business. But we kind of expected it all, really.
And did you feel, I mean, I'm going to talk to the guys in just a minute who are with us in the studio, but did you feel as a staff member particularly, you know, you had the additional responsibility of making sure that these guys were okay?
Of course, yeah, but that's, you know,
that comes with the job, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, these boys are great and, you know, very independent. They look after themselves, so just a case of keeping on top of them and just making sure we all stay together and kept safe throughout the whole trip.
Yeah, high point for you?
Festival day where they all just came together. It was just phenomenal.
Not the basketball?
And that.
And the basketball.
And the basketball.
Let's turn to the guys then. Ben, first of all, thanks for coming into the studio with your colleagues, Jack and Joe. You've been back a few days now. Have you had a chance to really sort of reflect on the trip?
I have. The first couple of days I just sort of recovered, like, mentally, physically, and then reflected on what had gone before me, basically, because it was so much to take in whilst we were out there that I needed them couple of days just to sort of...
Yeah, take it all in.
Yeah, take
and
it
absorb
all in.
It, really, I suppose, after you've been there. We heard from, you know, Laura saying that, yes, of course, you have those ideas of what it's going to be like when you went out there. How did it differ for you?
I wasn't really that apprehensive, because my thoughts were that the British Council and the EU, who were effectively funding the trip, wouldn't have sent us out there if it wasn't safe. So I was really up from the word go, basically.
Yeah, Jack, what about you? I mean, I don't know whether you had the same sort of feeling, but what about your parents? How did they feel about it?
They seemed to be fine about it. If the school were fine about it and the Youth Support Trust, British Council and everyone were, then they seemed to be okay. About sending me that.
I mean, it's a trip of a lifetime, isn't it? Really, to get out there. You know, what struck you about Iraq when you were there? I mean, we have an impression here, perhaps, of, you know, war torn, of you know, particularly dangerous, about the threat to life regularly, that, you know, normal lives aren't taking place. But is that actually an accurate reflection?
Not at all. No, the Kurdistan region in the north, everyone's so friendly. They want to meet you. They want to say hi, they want to take your photo. It's just so different from the misconceptions that we have here in the UK.
And Joe, just bringing you in, if you come forward on that one for me, you know, in terms of making friends, how easy was it to sort of, you know, make those bonds with the people who were there?
Oh, so easy. We, straight away, they wanted to get involved with us as much as we wanted to get involved with them. Within 5 minutes of being there with the students, we were teaching girls from Baghdad how to play cricket. It was incredible. We still were staying in touch with people over the internet and over social networks. So, yeah, I think me and Ben are planning on going back in the summer, and we want to meet up with a lot of people we met again. It was good.
Yeah, so it obviously made a big impression on you if you feel you want to go back straight away. Interesting that you're talking about you know, teaching the girls to play cricket, because you know we think of Iraq being very male dominated, of course, and sometimes being difficult to get you know, women and girls involved in this, those sort of sessions. Was it difficult?
I think no, not at all. I think that's quite a misconception, particularly in the Kurdistan region where we were. They have quotas, so they have to have a certain number of women in government positions, and I think lots of the head teachers we saw were female, and I think that's just another common misconception about Iraq and about Kurdistan.
Jack, I mean, you know, obviously Kurdistan had a number of really difficult years under Saddam Hussein. How are they recovering from that?
They've built back really strongly from that. The towns are being rebuilt. There is obviously a few areas where they are run down, but Kurdish people's resilience is coming through really strongly, and that's shown in their character.
And Ben, in terms of the schooling out there, you know, how did that compare to what you're used to here?
Oh, it's very different. It's the two-tier structure. They've also got most of the schools that we went to were traditional schools. Oh, no, typical schools, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. Where you have to pass an entrance exam to get in. It's effectively like a grammar school here.
Yeah.
But there are the ordinary schools, and there's not a lot of difference between them, apart from the quality of the pupils, basically. There's not much difference.
And I suppose, you know, by coming on here, you're sort of, you know, spreading the message of you know, don't have those preconceived ideas about Iraq. But are you also doing that throughout the school? Are you sort of acting as sort of ambassadors, if you like?
Yeah, I think that was the main reason we were sort of chosen to go on this trip. The fact that we'd be able to come back and then spread the message throughout the school, as well as the wider community, effectively.
Yeah. Lauren, just to come back to you, I mean, have you noticed a change in the lads since they've been away?
I mean, I think it was a massive experience for all of us, but especially for the boys to be able to come back and just, you know, they're the main feeders through to the rest of the students in the school, and I guess, you know, around the rest of the country, just to bring back a message that actually students can go to these kind of countries and it's not what you think, and take this experience on board and share cultures and, you know, express it to the world.
Thanks very much indeed for coming in and telling us about it today.
Thank you very much.
Laura, Ben, Jack and Joe, thanks very much indeed for joining us here.